Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the price of things is over, is too expensive because of the.
All right. There is just no way this clip is real. There is no way this is a real Republican representative. But alas, Republican Lauren Boebert went on Piers Morgan Uncensored and created a very embarrassing viral moment where she's asked, what is inflation? Just a very simple question. What is inflation? And she stutters and stumbles her way through the answer for almost 30 seconds and still doesn't even get it right. These are the people who are defending Trump's tariffs and claiming that they don't cause inflation. These are the people who are like taking credit for Joe Biden's projects, even though they had nothing to do with them. Lauren Boebert actually literally did that. Joe Biden had a great infrastructure project that she did not vote for. And then after it turned out very, very well, she took credit for this infrastructure project. Yet she doesn't even know what inflation means, probably doesn't even know what budget means. And this may be one of the most embarrassing things I've seen come out of a congressman since that one congresswoman was groping her boyfriend in a movie theater. Wait a minute. That was also Lauren Boebert in Colorado. Lauren Boebert is so incredibly embarrassing, and she is that Marjorie Taylor Greene strain of, you know, MAGA congresswoman, or the old Marjorie Taylor Greene before she changed. I also really quickly want to point out, just yesterday, Lauren Boebert was the one who leaked a photo from Hillary Clinton's House Oversight closed-door deposition. Advisors to Hillary Clinton say the House Oversight Committee's closed-door deposition has been paused after somebody sent a photo to right-wing journalist Benny Johnson. Then we get the photos, and they're released, and the name tag Lauren Boebert, or sorry, Representative Boebert, is front and center. So we didn't even have to guess or do an investigation. We just knew that Lauren Boebert was the one who leaked this. This is awful, and as someone points out, this is a massive violation of protocol, and the Clintons now have every right to suspend their cooperation with the committee. Representative Boebert should be immediately barred from any additional participation in this and kicked off the committee. Egregious breach of protocol. Well, guess what? Lauren Boebert faced no accountability, and the clever part is Hillary Clinton actually sat back down and finished her deposition. Why? Because this now gives them the high ground. This gives Democrats the precedent that first ladies can be investigated and interrogated. Just think about that. Melania Trump is currently the first lady. Let's check out this Piers Morgan Uncensored clip. Your jaw is going to be on the floor. As always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the videos that we bring.
Going to be joined briefly by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Thank you very much indeed for joining me back on Uncensored. What was your view of the speech last night?
I did think that this was a very successful speech by President Trump. The State of the Union is always lively in one way or another. But also, I would like to contrast what some of your panelists there are saying. Mr. Cohen is saying that President Trump is focusing on the issues that Americans are not. I would argue that illegal immigration and legal immigration are part of the affordability crisis that we are seeing in America. Under Joe Biden and the one-party Democrat rule, we had open borders that have absolutely decimated our economy, overrun our schools, overrun our hospitals, and is really siphoning and stealing.
She gets out her MAGA talking points, but just wait. Wait until she is asked about what inflation means. It is perhaps the worst thing I've ever seen come from a congresswoman.
An issue that is focused on affordability. President Trump came in and secured the southern border. No illegal aliens are coming in, and he is working to deport those who are overrunning our system and who are committing fraud. It is a crime to be here illegally.
If you want to talk about fraud, we can list the massive amount of Republicans that have committed fraud.
The benefits of the American taxpayer. So this will make things more affordable when we start getting these people who are taking advantage of our generosity in America.
Holy yap. Okay, it's about to get to the point.
Running these programs that are in place to help our most vulnerable.
Okay, so let me just do a quick Q&A with you. What is inflation?
Well, inflation is when the price of things is too expensive because of the federal government of really squandering the tax dollars. So you have the Green New Scam, hundreds of
billions. I'm sorry, but that was so incredibly brutal. Let me just play this cleanly for you one time. This is the clip that has millions and millions of views. Oh my Lord.
What is inflation?
Well, inflation is when the price of things is too expensive because of the federal government of really squandering the tax dollars. So you have the Green New Scam, hundreds of billions of dollars spent there to provide affordable energy. And it was not affordable. It was never free. It was never discounted.
Okay, yeah.
That money was taken from the American people and forced into the system.
What an awful, awful answer. The real answer is just very simple. You don't have to be an econ major. You don't even have to go in depth. It's just the general increase in prices for services or goods and services over time. And the reality is there is a healthy level of inflation for an economy. A lot of Republicans think that it's healthy when prices go down or that prices should be going down or that inflation should be zero. But no, there is a healthy level of inflation that the Fed wants to reach. And we have just been ahead, above that inflation level for a while now. Let's continue with this clip.
Billions of dollars spent there to provide affordable energy.
I don't ever want to hear Lauren Boebert say the word affordable, say the word energy. She doesn't even know the fundamentals of what she's talking about. It's like trying to teach calculus, but then someone asks you what's 1 + 1 and you start to stutter and say, well, 1 + 1, it could equal a few things. I mean, there's a few things that could equal. That undermines everything else that you're saying on this subject. If you don't know what inflation is, if you don't know how to define it, how are we going to trust you on energy prices or on affordability or on any of these things? If you don't know what inflation is, how are you going to defend Donald Trump's tariffs as non-inflationary? If she can't understand a concept as simple as inflation, she definitely does not understand what tariffs are.
Was not affordable. It was never free. It was never discounted.
Okay, yeah.
That money was taken from the American
people
forced into the system. It wasn't a free market.
So my follow-up question was this, though. We both agree America still has inflation.
Yeah.
We both agree that that means prices are going up. And it seems to me the big problem President Trump has is that notwithstanding that the US economy is in pretty good shape, the average American knows that prices aren't actually coming down. There's still inflation. They are still going up, not at the same rate they were going up, but they are still rising. Do you think that is a problem here for the president?
There is a saying that Ronald Reagan presented saying that there is no such thing as a temporary federal program. There's nothing more permanent than a temporary federal program. And I think that same principle applies here.
Man, she really was just, she had her brain scrambled during this interview. She could barely get out a Reagan quote.
Yes, there are places that we had to raise prices to deal with this inflation under the previous administration. And it's hard to get those prices back down. And many companies, many small businesses are still trying to recoup from that. But also, we still have a federal government that is spending far too much money. That's why I was a big supporter of the DOGE cuts. And we did not cut near enough of what we could have. I think it would be great in the next term if Republicans...
It's not that we didn't cut nearly enough. It's that DOGE didn't cut anything. It's that every single policy Donald Trump has enacted has been inflationary, has increased the debt, and has hurt the average worker. Just every single policy he has passed, from the tariffs, which wreaked economic havoc on small businesses, while Trump claimed that large businesses were benefiting. Well, it turns out, as the Supreme Court is ruling, they were illegal. And Donald Trump may have to return about $150 billion to businesses, to small businesses. So this proves a few things. No, Trump didn't bring $18 trillion in that he has to return. There was no $18 trillion. It was about $150 billion that hurt small businesses. Then the DOGE cuts and the big ugly bill, all of these things in tandem only made the rich richer while hurting the poor. Hurting anyone in America who is slightly vulnerable, hurting the middle class, hurting the vast majority of people who are not in what we call the Epstein class. So I'm going to leave it there. Lauren Boebert is obviously not too sharp, but this is what Republicans are these days. I'll see you all in the next video. Love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.